Our next LOS asks us to calculate and interpret net present value, or NPV, internal rate of return, or IRR, payback period, discounted payback period, and profitability index, or PI, of a single capital project. We will begin with net present value, or NPV. We first examined the calculation of NPV in quantitative methods. The NPV is the sum of the present values of all the expected incremental cash flows if a project is undertaken. The discount rate used is the firm's cost of capital, adjusted for the risk level of the project. For a normal project with an initial cash outflow followed by a series of expected after-tax cash inflows, the NPV is the present value of the expected inflows minus the initial cost of the project. NPV is calculated as the initial investment outlay, a negative cash flow, plus the sum of the after-tax cash flows of the project, with each cash flow discounted to the present at the project's required rate of return. A positive NPV project is expected to increase shareholder wealth. A negative NPV project is expected to decrease shareholder wealth, and a zero NPV project has no expected effect on shareholder wealth. For independent projects, the NPV decision rule is simply to accept any project with a positive NPV and reject any project with a negative NPV. As an example of NPV analysis, we will consider two projects. Project A has an initial investment outlay of $2,000 with cash inflows of $1,000 in year 1, $800 in year 2, $600 in year 3, and $200 in year 4. Project B also has an initial investment outlay of $2,000, and its cash inflows are $200 in year 1, $600 in year 2, $800 in year 3, and $1,200 in year 4. We will assume the cost of capital is 10%. Using the formula we have just described, or with the cash flow keys on your financial calculator, you can determine that the NPV of Project A is $157.64, and the NPV of Project B is $98.36. Both Project A and Project B have positive NPVs, so both should be accepted. Next, we will describe the internal rate of return, or IRR. For a normal project, the IRR is the discount rate that makes the present value of the expected incremental after-tax cash inflows just equal to the initial cost of the project. More generally, the IRR is the discount rate that makes the present values of a project's estimated cash inflows equal to the present value of the project's estimated cash outflows. That is, IRR is the discount rate that makes the present value of the cash inflows equal the present value of the cash outflows. The IRR is also the discount rate for which the NPV of a project is equal to zero. To calculate the IRR, you may use the trial and error method, that is, just keep guessing IRRs until you get the right one, or you may use a financial calculator. The IRR decision rule is as follows. First, determine the required rate of return for a given project. This is usually the firm's cost of capital. Note that the required rate of return may be higher or lower than the firm's cost of capital to adjust for differences between project risk and the firm's average project risk. Then, if the IRR is greater than the required rate of return, accept the project. If the IRR is less than the required rate of return, reject the project. Continuing with the previous example for projects A and B, we can compute the IRR for each project and determine whether to accept or reject each project under the assumptions that the projects are independent and that the required rate of return is 10%. With the cash flows entered in a financial calculator, we get an IRR of 14.4888% for Project A and 11.7906% for Project B. Both projects should be accepted because the IRRs are greater than the 10% required rate of return. Next, we look at the payback period, which is the number of years it takes to recover the initial cost of an investment. We can calculate the payback periods for the two projects in our example. The cumulative net cash flow is the running total of the cash flows at the end of each time period. Payback will occur when the cumulative net cash flow equals zero. For Project A, the cumulative net cash flow is negative $2,000 in year zero, negative $1,000 in year one, negative $200 in year two, and positive $400 in year three. For Project B, the cumulative net cash flow is negative $2,000 in year zero, negative $1,800 in year one, negative $1,200 in year two, negative $400 in year three, and positive $800 in year four. The payback period is determined from the cumulative net cash flows. The payback period equals the full years until recovery plus a fraction of the recovery year, which is the unrecovered cost at the beginning of the year divided by the cash flow during the year. So for Project A, the payback period is 2 plus $200 divided by $600, or 2.33 years. For Project B, the payback period is 3 plus $400 divided by $1,200, or 3.33 years. Since the payback period is a measure of liquidity, for a firm with liquidity concerns, the shorter a project's payback period, the better. However, project decisions should not be made on the basis of their payback periods because of the method's drawbacks. The main drawbacks of the payback period are that it does not take into account either the time value of money or cash flows beyond the payback period, which means terminal or salvage value wouldn't be considered. These drawbacks mean that the payback period is useless as a measure of profitability. The main benefit of the payback period is that it is a good measure of project liquidity. Firms with limited access to additional liquidity often impose a maximum payback period and then use a measure of profitability, such as NPV or IRR, to evaluate projects that satisfy this maximum payback period constraint. The discounted payback period uses the present values of the project's estimated cash flows. It is the number of years it takes a project to recover its initial investment in present value terms, and therefore must be greater than the payback period without discounting. To compute the discounted payback period for projects A and B, we will assume that the firm's cost of capital is 10%, and the firm's maximum discounted payback period is 4 years. For Project A, the discounted cumulative net cash flows are negative $2,000 in year zero, negative $1,090 in year one, negative $429 in year two, and positive $22 in year three. For Project B, the discounted cumulative net cash flows are negative $2,000 in year zero, negative $1,818 in year one, negative $1,322 in year two, negative $721 in year three, and positive $99 in year four. The discounted payback period for Project A is 2 plus $429 divided by $451, or 2.95 years. For Project B, the discounted payback period is 3 plus $721 divided by $820, or 3.88 years. The discounted payback period addresses one of the drawbacks of the payback period by discounting cash flows at the project's required rate of return. However, the discounted payback period still does not consider any cash flows beyond the payback period, which means that it is a poor measure of profitability. Again, its use is primarily as a measure of liquidity. Finally, we will discuss the Profitability Index, or PI, which is the present value of a project's future cash flows divided by the initial cash outlay, or 1 plus the NPV of the project divided by the initial cash outlay. The Profitability Index is closely related to the NPV. The PI is the ratio of the present value of future cash flows to the initial cash outlay, while the NPV is the difference between the present value of future cash flows and the initial cash outlay. If the NPV of a project is positive, the PI will be greater than 1. If the NPV is negative, the PI will be less than 1. It follows that the decision rule for the PI is that if PI is greater than 1.0, accept the project, and if PI is less than 1.0, reject the project. Going back to our original example, we can calculate the PI for projects A and B. The present value of the future cash flows for project A is $2,157.64. Dividing this by the initial investment outlay of $2,000, the PI for project A is 1.079. For project B, the present value of the future cash flows is $2,098.36. Dividing by the initial investment outlay of $2,000, the PI for project B is 1.049. If projects A and B are independent, we should accept both projects A and B, since the PI is greater than 1 for both projects.